We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amad Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Tzadi Vav Sif Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Im Ein Lo Yain Velo Sheichar Ushar Mashkim. If one is going to make Havdalah and they do not have wine or beer or any other drink which is included in Chamer Medina, so they have nothing permissible to make Havdalah on, Yesh Omrim Shemutr Lo Lechol. Some say that it is permissible to eat even without making Havdalah. And some say, if you know that you are going to have wine or something to make Havdalah in the morning, then you should not eat all of Motzei Shabbos until the morning. The Mishnah Berurah points out that even according to the first day that one is allowed to eat if they have nothing to make Havdalah on, this still assumes that you are going to daven Marv and say Havdalah during davening. And then when you find wine, you would make Havdalah then. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins that one should really be machmir like the second daya, that if you know you're going to get wine in the morning, that you should wait until the morning to make Havdalah, and that you should not eat at all on Motzai Shabbos. Unless you are weak because of it, you would become weak because of fasting, then or a chola, then you would be able to eat even according to this day. Continuing in the Mechaber, v'im ein lo ela kos echad, v'ein ha-metzapes sheyiyah lo lamachar, if you only have one cup of wine, and you don't think you're going to get more the next day, mutav sheyochal kodem sheyavdil, v'yavarich alav birkas hamazon, v'yachar kach yavdil alav, mima sheyavarich birkas hamazon, belo kos, l'divar ya'omrim de birkas hamazon, to una kos. You should eat before you make Havdalah, and then bench, and then make Havdalah on that cup, because it is better to bench without a kos than to eat before making Havdalah. But according to those that say that you don't really need a kos for Birkas Hamazon, then you shouldn't eat until you make Havdalah. This assumes that you only have an exact revius, and therefore you need to choose which you are going to use the cup for. Shim haya mesim bo mayim yoser lo haya ro'i lishsia, and you are not able to add water to it. Shim lo kein ledivri hakom avdil tchila v'shosim yimeno ma'ad. V'mosev alav lahashlim ala revias umvarech lebirkas hamazon. Because if you are able to add water to it, then you'd be better off making Havdalah, drinking a little bit from it, adding water, and then benching, eating and benching on the coast. Siv Dalid, Misha Ein Yado Maseges Liknos Yain Lakiddush Ula Havdalah, Yikne La Havdalah Mishum De Kiddush Efshar Bepas. If you don't have enough wine for Kiddush and Havdalah, you should buy the wine for Havdalah and not Kiddush, because Kiddush you can use bread for, while Havdalah you cannot use bread for. Siv Hey, Im Ein Yado Maseges Liknos Shemen La Nerchanaka Vayayin La Havdalah Nerchanaka Kodem. If you only have enough money for either oil for Neiros Chanukah or wine for Havdalah, then Neiros Chanukah comes before the wine for Havdalah. The Mishnah Berurah explains, one, first of all, because Persume Nisa of Neiros Chanukah beats out Havdalah, and two, the Ikar Mitzvah of Havdalah you can perform in davening, whereas without the oil, you will not be able to be Mekayim any of Neiros Chanukah. Sivav, Omer Havdalah Miyushav, Havdalah should be recited sitting down. The Ramah comments, V'yesh omer me'umad v'chein nogim medinos elu. Some say that really Havdalah should be recited standing up, and that is our minhag. The Mishnah Berurah explains, the reason that the Mechaber says that one should be seated is since you are being motzi other people, you are allowing other people to be yotze their chiv of Havdalah with your recitation of Havdalah. Everybody needs to be sitting in order to be koveya, that they are included with you, to set themselves as being included in your Havdalah. And if you're standing, that is not considered to be kvias. Whereas the Ramah thinks that you are allowed to stand, you should stand, since you are leading, you are being malave the Shabbos Malka, you are leading the Shabbos Malka out, and you need to do that by standing up. And you have the kvias, since everybody is having in mind to be yotze, they're all planning on doing it, that is enough, one does not need to be seated. The Mechaber continues, V'ochez hayayin b'yamin v'hadas b'smol u'mavarich al hayayin. First, you hold the cup of wine in your right hand and the besamim in your left hand, and you make the bracha on the wine. V'shuv notel hadas b'yamin v'hayayin b'smol u'mavarich al hadas. Then you switch hands you put the besamim in your right hand and the kos in your left hand, and you make the bracha on the besamim. Umachzer hayayin liyamino, and after you have made the bracha on the besamim, you switch hands back. The Mishnah Berurah says, not so fast. You don't switch the hands immediately after you have made the besamim. You then put the besamim down and leave the kos in your left hand, and then you make the bracha on the ner, and you put your fingernails towards the candle with your right hand, and then you can switch the cup back to your right hand for the bracha of Hamavdil. There are two opinions as to whether the bracha of Borei Morei HaEsh should be made before putting your fingernails to the candle or after putting your fingernails to the candle, and everybody should follow their minhag. Siv Zayin, Afilu Shamu Kol Bnei Abayis Havdalah Beis HaKnesses Im Niskavu Shelo Latzeis Mavdilim Babayis. Even if everybody heard Havdalah in Shul, if they had in mind not to be Yotze with that Havdalah, then you can make Havdalah at home. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from Lavush, who says that probably everybody nowadays has in mind in Shul not to be Yotze with the Havdalah because they know that they are going to be making Havdalah at home. The Chassam Sofer says that this is how we're able to come home and make Havdalah again for the women. After all, if we were already Yotze Havdalah in Shul, and then we come home, we were already Yotze Archi of Havdalah, so we wouldn't be able to be Motzi the women, according to those who say that women are not included in Arvus. So how are we able to be Motzi the women? It must be that we have in mind not to be Yotze the Havdalah in Shul, and we have in mind not to be Yotze the Havdalah in Davening either, in order to allow ourselves to still have the Chiyuv d'Oraisa of Havdalah, which the women have, in order to be Motzi them when we get home.